Amar Shmuel, about 13 lines on the top, 15 lines on the top. The line begins with the words Amar Shmuel. Ein shama lo leganav lo legazlon ela lenezokin. We started the Gemara on Yudam base, the first wide line. So the Gemara says, let's say you have an automobile that's used automobile that's worth, it would sell for $15,000. I crash into it and I ruin it. Now it's only worth $500. But I don't have to pay you $15,000. I have to pay you $14,500. And the $500 old automobile that you have belongs to you. You only pay the differential. So Shmuel says that din only applies by Nezikin. Shaman, that you assess how much the automobile or the animal. And so the animal, while it was alive, was worth $200. It would sell for $200. Now it's dead, so it would sell for, non-Jews would buy it to eat it, or they would feed it to the animals. They would sell it for $100. So you only have to pay you $100. I don't have to pay $200. Shomin lenizikin. The Dovah HaNizik is not worth $500 or $100, or that I didn't damage you. The differential is what I pay. But with respect to Ganovim, it's not so. What do you mean? A ganafer, a gazlan steals something, so the ganafer, the gazlan makes a kinyan zeila. The pasuk says in Pashas Mishpat, so the Mishnah says later in Bava Kamma that the ganaf is only chayv biyonsen, is only chayv kefil. That pasuk happens to speak about kefil. He pays kefil. So the Mishnah has later, here the Mishnah is ayin tes amid aleph, in the middle of the Mishnah. The ganaf is walking off with an animal. He's stealing the animal. But the animal died in the Bishus HaBailim before the ganaf took it out. He never made. Mashiach is not kind of Bishus HaMoicher. Mashiach is only kind if you take it into the Simto, the Tzidi Bishus HaRama. You take it into your own Bishus. Mashiach is not kind of Bishus HaMoicher. So it says in the middle of the Mishnah, Nayin Tesam Adal, Hoyemoshcha Beyotze Yemeis, the ganav is leading the animal out of the Beis HaNignav Umeis Bishus HaBailim, and the animal dies and Oinus occurred. The din is that the ganav is Chai Beyonsen. So the ganav is only Chai Beyonsen if he makes a Kinyan Ganev. So Mashiach is not kind of Bishus HaMoicher. Higbio Ohotziyam, if he does Hakboh, Hakboh is kind of Bishus HaMoicher. Ohotziyam Bishus HaBailim, where he takes it out of the Bishus of the Nignav into the Tzidei Bishus HaRab, into the Simto, so then Mashiach is going to be Simto, but Tzidei Bishus HaRab. Then Chayev. Then it's Chayev Kefal, and it's Chayev Beonsen, Pash the Pshat. It's Chayev Beonsen and Chayev Kefal. That Pasuk, he Motzi, Simotzi, Be'adu Agneva, is the mocker for the din that you only become a Ganef if you make a Kinyi Ganeva. But once you make a Kinyi Ganeva, then you Chayev Beonsen. So we declare that the Kinyan Ganeva, what do you mean a Kinyan Ganeva? Belongs to the ganav. He steals a behemoth, or he steals an automobile. So the ganav acquires a Kinyan Ganeva, means that it's his. It does mean that it's his. It's his with respect to an oinus. If an oinus will occur, we'll say shalom nenas. He's the one who loses. Let's say I lend you $1,000. I agree I'm going to lend you $1,000. So I leave the money on the table and you didn't pick it up yet. And I called you on the phone and I said, I'm leaving the money in the drawer. I'm leaving the money. Oh, there is no drawer. Okay. So I'm going to leave the money in the Gemara, come pick it up later on. And then you come and the money is gone. Somebody stole the money. So I never lent you the money in the first place. I never made the halvor. It's still my money. The halvor didn't get off the ground yet. So the loiva doesn't lose, the malva loses over there. Let's say the loiva comes to pay back the halvor, comes to pay back the debt. He borrowed $1,000 for a year. The year is up, so he comes to pay back the money. So Kolzman, the money is in his jacket. The loiva didn't give it back to the malva yet. So then if an oinus will occur, somebody burns his jacket, so the loiva loses the money. If the loiva gave the money back to the malva, someone burns the malva's jacket, so the malva loses the money. Whoever owns the money, whoever is the Bailam, is the one who suffers if an oinus occurs. So we say the ganaf acquires a kinyan ganeva. If an oinus will occur, the ganaf will suffer the loss. and also the ganav is chayv kepel. You need a kinyan ganav. So if that's the din over here, if the ganav stole an automobile, and somebody, the automobile is a used automobile that sells for $15,000. Nenenoinus will occur, and now the automobile is only worth $1,000 instead of $15,000. So you don't say the ganav is only chayv to pay $14,000 and the nignav should keep the broken automobile. No, the din is that we consider it shelo nenas, we consider it as if it belonged to the ganav. That's because the kinyan ganav that the ganav has. And therefore, he cannot say the broken automobile that's only worth $1,000 belongs to you, and I'm only mechuyev to pay the differential, the difference, the $14,000. No, we say that the broken automobile or the dead animal belongs to the ganav, doesn't belong to the nigna. That's based on the fact that he made a kinyan ganav. Let's say we have a rule in the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Mem. Ein olamosa dovish ein shaloi. Let's say you have an automobile, and I bow down to your automobile, I deify your automobile. So you say, I can't aser, if I walk into your house, and I cook basa b'cholav, the basa is yours, the cholav is yours, basa b'cholav becomes aser, whether there's das habaylam or not. You don't need das. If accidentally the milk leaks into the meat, then it gets mixed up together in the refrigerator. I have a bottle of milk right on the upper shelf, and the meat is in an open pot on the shelf below, and the milk falls into the meat, it becomes treif without kavana. So you can't say, "Ein anamosa dovish ein shaloi," if I cook basa b'cholav in your pots, it becomes treif. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah is only also if the person has a das. So the din is that my das cannot relate to your behema. So what if I stole a behema? What if I stole your behema and I have what we call a kinyan ganeva, himatzi simatzi biyado? That's the mocker for the kinyan yad. There are two psukim in Chumash that tell you there's a kinyan yad. One is by ganav, himatzi simatzi biyado, and one is by get, venosam biyado. And then the Gemara says, himatzi simatzi, why is it kefaloshin? Afilo chatzero. That chatzer is also constitutes a kinyan, by get also. Venosam biyado, venosam is marbe, even chatzero. He can put the get into her chatzer also. So you see from the psukim that there's both a kinyan yad and a kinyan chatzer. The Gemara explains above and see, and if you need the both psukim. If you'd only have by ganav, you would have thought that kinyan chatzer only works by ganav, wouldn't work by get. If you only have by get, you might have thought it doesn't work in other areas. Now that you have the two psukim, so it covers all the cases. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say I stole your automobile, and then I bowed down to it, I deify it. So when I stole it, I made a meshicha. I drive off with it. Hard to make a hagboa on an automobile. How can you make a hagboa on an automobile? Not that difficult. It's a little hard. If you put it on an elevator, and then you push a button, the elevator goes up. So you made a hagboa. That's a hagboa on an automobile. But normally you make a kinyan mashiach on an automobile. The Gemara has in Perek HaMechas Asvino, if I'm selling something to you that's very light, or if you steal something from me that's very light and it's easy to pick it up, let's say a sefer, not such a heavy sefer. So since it's easy to do hagbod, then mashiach is not kind. Mashiach is only kind if it's a heavy thing, like an animal. Animal is difficult to pick. It's possible to pick it up, but it's difficult. But then we say the mashiach is also considered hachnasa l'rishusa. The basic kinyan is really kinyan chatzer or yad, hachnasa l'rishusa. And if you do a hagbod, that's also considered hachnasa l'rishusa. That's the Mishnah daf ein tes hamanalah. Even if you do hagbod b'rishus hamoicher or b'rishus hanignav, I make a hagbod on the animal b'rishus hanignav higbio. So it's a hagbos kind of b'shus hamoicher, because I did a hachnasa l'rishusi. So if it's too difficult, if the thing is too heavy to expect that it should make hagbos, a sefer is easy to pick up. So you're not kind of b'mashicha. But an animal or an automobile that it's a little difficult to do a hagbos, and so then the din says that you're kind of b'mashicha. Why is that? The Rabbi Natam has an expression. We're going to learn it. There's a Tosfos on Amud Beis. Taisus Dibra Mascha Behemo Gasa. Einikar Adovakan, the Perakam of the Kedushin Afcha Feha Erachti. There's a long Taisus there. So the Tosfos there quotes the Rabbi, and the Tam disagrees with the Rashbam. We'll have to learn the Gemara. We'll have to discuss it. So the Tosfos argues on the Rabbi and Tam, on the Rashbam. The Rabbi and Tam argues on the Rabbi and Tam. Again, the Rabbi and Tam argues with the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the older brother. The Rabbi and Tam disagrees with the Rashbam. The Rashbam has a relationship between Mesira and Meshicha. So the Rabbi and Tam says, "What do you mean? Chimitzvah saying Shemavat lezu azu? He can only do it in a mitzvah min amukha whenever it's possible to do Meshicha. So you're not kind of with Mesira. Why should they be related?" But this Rabbi and Tam agrees. This is a Gemara Perek Hamechas Hasfin and Bava Basra that Meshicha and Hakbo are related. That's befeirish in the Gemara. Whenever it's a light item that you can easily have done Meshicha on, and instead you could have easily done Hakboa. Instead of Hakboa, it did Meshicha, so the Gemara says you're not kinda. Because Meshicha and Hakboa are mamash hainu hach. There are other forms of Hachnosa l'Rishusa. The real Hachnosa l'Rishusa is Yad Achotzer. And then Hakboa is also a form of Hachnosa l'Rishusa. Machlokes whether Hakboa and Meshicha are menatar medirabana. Machlokes abiechna mishlokish. Abiechna holds batar in moist kindness. And Meshicha in Hakboa is only a takana derabana. And Rabbi Natam holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Natam quotes the Gemara in Yevamos that there are only three cases where there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish that we paskin like Reish Lakish. Otherwise, we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. This is not one of the three cases that's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Natam holds that we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan that Mashiach and Akbar are only kind of midirabbanan. They don't exist menatar. Menatar is only actual hachnos of shuso, yad, and chotzer. And with the Rabbanan, they considered that Hakbah Mashiach is also a form of Hachnosa L'Rishusa. So then the Gemara says, but if it's in a light item that you can easily have done a Hakbah on, then Mashiach is not considered Hachnosa L'Rishusa. And the Rabbi Natam holds that Mesira is not part of that series of Kinyonim. Rashbam holds that all three, Mesira and Mashiach and Hakbah, all three are additional forms of Hachnosa L'Rishusa. And whenever you could have easily done a Meshicha, then you're not kind of be Mesira. The Rabbi Natam holds no, that Mesira is a separate Kenyan, unrelated. But these four are related. Yad, Chotzer, Meshicha, and Hakbo, these four are related. All four are based on Hachnosa L'Rishusam. So we'll have to learn that on Amid Beis. Okay, so here on Amid Aleph Nachamom, so Shmuel says, but the din that we developed on Yud Amid Beis, starting from the first wide line, the three psukim and the whole series, everything, that shomen l'nezikin, you make a shuma, you only pay the differential, you only pay $14,500, and you give the dead body to the nizik, you don't pay the full $15,000. That's only by nezikin. But by ganav v'gazlan, since the ganav v'gazlan have to make a kinyan ganeva in the beginning, so in the event that an oinus occurs later, we say that the dead body or the broken automobile belongs to the ganav. So the ganav can give it. We have a pasuk, Yoshev the Rabbi Shav Kesav Afilu Subin. The Gemara said that there are 24 of us Nezikin. Then there are another two, Moshe Mefagel, that we didn't mention, but they're really 26 of us Nezikin. The Gemara said, why are they all called of us Nezikin? Rashi writes in the beginning, the first Rashi on the Mesich, the Ovis Karn Lahanach, the Chsivim Bikrob Behed, your Ovis are only those that sustain Chumash. So the four in Chumash and Parashat Mishpatim, Ashar, Bar, Mavre, and Hever. The 24 Ovis and Zikin, some of them are not in the Chumash. So why are they called Ovis? So the Gemara says, Kulam Ka'ovis, the Shalom, he Meitav. Everybody pays for Meitav. What was the din of Meitav? So we had the din of Meitav. If you all like Rab Papa, Rab Huna, Berei, Rab Yeshua, that was the first wide line on Zainam the days. We discussed it yesterday. So you have, whenever you have to pay Meitav, you have a choice. Either Meitav, if you're giving Karka, or Kesef. Case of Yoshua the Balav, or Kol Mile Meitav, all Metalkalim is acceptable. So the Pasha Pshat is that works by Ganav also. Ganav at Gazan is one of the 24 Ovis Nezikin. Also, he can give Yoshua the Rabbi Sheva Kesef, Afilu Subin. The Shaila is like this. I stole a behema, and then an oinus occurs and the behema drops dead. So the din is the Gazan of Chai Beyonson. So the behema, while it was alive, let's say we'll use the Mishnais as numbers. The animal, while it's alive, is worth $200. After the animal dies, it's only worth $100. But then the animal is sitting in the sun, and it's decaying. So the Ganav calls up the Nignav, And he tells him, your dead animal is in the sun, you better take care of it because it's going to depreciate in value. Now it's worth $100. Go take it. It's going to snow, it's going to rain, it's going to, the sun is going to shine, it's going to go down to $25 in value. And Nigzal says, it's your responsibility, it's not my responsibility. You're Chai Bionson. So what's the din over there? So that's what he draws a distinction. He says, by Nizikin, once the Mazik notifies the Nizik, then he say Prasnavela the Nizik. That's what the Gemara says, Prasnavela the Nizik. But over here, by Ganava Gazlan, you don't say Prasnavela is La Nignav. Since the Ganav made a Kinyan Geneva, I say that Kinyan Geneva is only with respect to certain dinim. But in the event that an Oinus occurs later on, so I say the animal that was Nishtane before it was alive, now it's dead. So that's a Shinui. So the din is that a ganav is kind of a shinui. That's mishnais later on. The ganav, let's say, steals a sweater that has no color, and he dyes it a color. The ganav steals boards of wood, and he makes a desk out of it. So it's nishtane. So whenever the ganav is kind of a shinui, the ganav stole a live animal and it drops dead. So that's a shinui. So whenever a shinui occurs, based on the kinyan ganav, so we say the ganav is kind of the thing. So true, he can give back the dead animal as tashlumin. He owes $200. He can give back the dead animal, but the assessment of how much the dead animal is worth depends at the time that he gives it back to the nigna. He can't say at the time that it dies, he's going to call up the nigna and tell him, your animal is dead and you take care of it. It's not the nigna's responsibility. Since the ganif is kind of like deshinoi, the dead animal belongs to the ganav, and any prasnavel is going to, the ganav is going to suffer. If he gives it as a tashlumen to the nignav, so however much it's worth at the time of the tashlumen, then you'll say that Yoshev the Rabbi Sheva Kesef Afilusum. That's how the Rashbam learns pshat in this Gemara. The Rishonim quote that that's the Rashbam's pshat. And the Rabbi Natam disagreed, and he said, no. There's his quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, that they darshan from the pasuk. The Tosis over here. Yibam maschal ein shama lo leganav lo legazlan. So they say v'chein mashma b'Yerushalmi min ein shein shama leganav lo legazlan. Amar Rabba b'mam lachaim mishnayim shalom chaim v'loy meisim. What do you mean chaim v'loy meisim? So the Rabbi Natam learns pshat. Other balei Tosis who didn't learn like the Rashbam, they learn pshat. That din Yoshev the Rabbi Shavu Kesav afilu subin doesn't apply to all the 24 Avos Nezikin. Even though before the Gemara was mashma, they're all in the same boat. All the 24 Avos Nezikin have the same din. So the Gemara here is saying, no, Ava Pasi, Chaim Velar Meisim, that the Ganav cannot pay junk. If he has old shmatas around the house, he has old furniture, he has old books, he has old clothing that he wants to get rid of, secondhand stuff he wants to get rid of. So the Ganav has to pay Chaim Velar Meisim. And then the Yerushalmi says, maybe it's only by Ganav. How do you know it even applies to Gazlan? Because Kefil, you only pay, a Ganav pays Kefil. A Gazlan doesn't pay Kefil. So that Pasuk, Chaim Shnayim Sham, you pay Kefil, obviously he's only talking about a Ganav. He's not talking about a Gazlan. How do you know that even by a Gazlan, there is no Pasuk? How do you know that even a Gazlan cannot pay by giving old secondhand stuff? So the Yerushalmi says, another Pasuk, right? Has to be in good condition. So this is a fundamental machlokes between the Rashbam and the other Balei HaTosef. What does it mean? Ein shamin leganav legazlan. The Rashbam learns ein shamin means that chas nevela is going to be suffered by the gazlan and not by the nigzal, because the gazlan is because he has a kinyan ganeva. If a shinui will occur, he'll be kind of a shinui. So when the animal dies, that is the shinui. So he can't say prasnavela is the nigzal. Since the shini occurred when the animal dies, so the ganav is kind of the whole dead animal. And if he wants to give it b'teres tashlumen, it depends how much it's worth at the time of tashlumen. He can't just call up the nignam and say, you take care of it, the dead animal is yours. No, the dead animal is the ganav's. And the other rishonim held a different shot. And shaman, the ganav l'gazim, means the ganav gazim, the din of Yoshev the Rabbi Sheva Kesav Afilu Subin doesn't apply to Ganav. Only applies to the other for the 24 Avos Nezikin, doesn't apply to Ganav and Gazlan because of Gzeiras HaKosov Chaim Veloy Meisim, that says by Ganav, and by Gazlan is based on a different drasha, a different pasuk. Asher gozal means ke'en she'gozal. Ke'en she'gozal, in the same good condition like it was at the time that he stole it. Time that he stole it, it wasn't dead, it was a live animal. So the din of subin doesn't apply to Yoshua the Rabbi Shah Kesma, I feel the subin doesn't apply to a ganav and a gozal. So now the Gemara has a machlokes amara, and what about by shoyel? Shmuel is the one who says over this din, Amar Shmuel. And then he says, Vani Aimer, in my opinion, is so who said the first din? Amar Shmuel. He says over a din, Vani Aimer, my personal opinion is like this, sounds like he's adding on to something that he's quoting from somebody else. Who said the first thing? So that's very unclear in the Gemara. So Rashi learns, Amar Shmuel, Minigat Ayanim Hu. The common practice is to paskan like this: Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman, etc. Bani Yomer, and I add on my 2 cents. Half l'shul. Tosis has a different girsa. Tosis, the Ramasra, the Ilt, the Shiltas, Rav Chai Gassinan, Amar Shmuel, Amali Abba. Who is Abba? Abba is Rav. That was Rav had smicha, so they called him the Rabbi. Shmuel didn't get smicha. The Gemara tells him Bob Metzian. Rav's real name was Abba Aricha. Abba. So he says, Omar Shmuel, Omar Li Abba, I heard from Rab the following din. He says, Vani Aimer, and my personal opinion is, I add on a line. So that's a question. Who was Shmuel quoting in the beginning? He's quoting the Minigat Ayonim, the common psak, Hamakubo, or he's quoting from Rab? Okay. And then he adds on, Vani Aimer, Af Lishoel, Vaba Moideli. And Rab also agrees with me on that. I suggested it. And Rav agreed with me. Abba is Rav. He calls my first name. They learned, they were the same age. They learned in Yeshiva together. The Gemara is not sure, what did he mean? Af l'shoel, yes shaman, or af l'shoel, ain't shaman? Because he started off by saying, ain't shaman l'ganav l'gazan, ela l'nizik and yuwa shaman. Vani Omer, af l'shoel, which one is it? Af l'shoel, yes shaman, or ain't shaman? So the Gemara has a machlek, it's 2 versions. How do we pass on? Alocha l'shoel is shaman. Yes. It is shaman. What's the issue? Whether yes shaman or ain't shaman the show? What's the shaila? So according to the Rashbam, we can begin to understand what the issue is. According to the Bali HaTosfos, that ain't shaman legana for legazlan because you have exeris hakasav, that Yoshua the Rabbi Shabakes v'afil the subin doesn't apply. A pasuk because chaim v'la mesim, and by gazlan it says eshav v'sagzela asher gozal. Kasha goes on, Kensha goes on, a good condition. You can't give him old second hand junk that you want to get rid of, but it's worth money. You can't do that. So why should there have been a Havamina that Shol should be the same as Ganav Gazan? The Psukim are only about Ganav Gazan. So that's problematic. The Maskana is good. The Gemara comes La Maskana, Shmamin or Shaman. Final Maskana is that by Shol it is Shaman, same as Nezikin. According to the Bali HaTesis, that Ein Shaman L'Ganav HaGaz means that Yoshua the Rabbi Shavakes V'Afil Subin doesn't apply to Ganav and Gaz because of a quirk of Exeris HaKosov. So why should that carry over Mehech HaTesis? Why should that carry over to Shom? According to the Rashbam, there's what to begin to discuss. We paskin Shaman L'Shoel. But according to the Rashbam, there's what to discuss. Why should it be different? Why? So the answer is, the Shamachinim is only chayiv in Pshia. Shamasocha is chayiv in Gnei Vaveda. And the Shoyl is chayiv beonsen. So the question is the chayiv Shoyl beonsen, that's the same style of a chayiv. Shamachinim is chayiv Pshia. Shamasocha is chayiv Pshia in Gnei Vaveda. And the Shoyl even has more of a chayiv. It's even chayiv beonsen. But it's basically the same as the Shamachinim and the Shamasocha. Each one accepts upon himself implicitly. If the Shamachinim is Masna Shamachinim Lios, Chayiv b'gneiv aveda lias potam and ashvua. So the Mishnah says in Bav Metzia, whatever conditions they make in the yatzet, they have a right to formulate a different kind of a shomer, because there are 3 different kinds of a shomer. There's a shamachinim, a shamasach, and a shoyl. So the fact that each one is different, shamachinim is only chayiv and pshia, shamasach is chayiv and aveda, shoyl is chayiv yonson. So the different brands. So you can have any kind of a combination that you want. You can have Masnu Shamachinim Lias Chai B'Gnei V'Aveda. Masnu Shol Lias Potem and Onsen. It's not called Masna Mashkos Vator, because you're not trying to create a chalois different from the chalois atar. The Torah itself says that the three kinds of shomer. So normally you say shem lechinim, but if you don't say one way or the other, it's assumed that you only accept it to be a chayav shia. Normally shem esach, you didn't say one way or the other, so you assume he's only agreeing to be chayav in gnei v'aveda. And normally you say that a shoyel is agreeing to be chayav b'yonsim. But if they specify otherwise, so there are three different brands of shomer, so you can say whatever you want. Yeah. So you can say whatever you want. So that's the question. The chiyuv shoyel ba'onsin is along the same lines as the shamachinim chay b'pshia, shamasach chay b'ganev haveda, but he has more of a chiyuv, or maybe I should say it's fundamentally totally different. Shamachinim and shamasach, he accepts upon himself achrayus to this extent or to that extent. Shamachinim less, shamasach more. Shoyel chay b'onsin, maybe it's a different word. Maybe it's a totally different word. Maybe the word is that the shoyel, when he borrows the behemoth, when he borrows the automobile, he makes a kinyan on it, and since he made a kinyan on it, so it's considered shaloi. So if an oinus will occur, I say shaloi nenas. It's his. In the event that an oinus occurs, I say it's a gloi milsalam afreya, that when he made the kinyan she'elo, when he borrowed it, he borrows the animal for a month, and the animal dies in the middle of the month, at the end of the month. But the shoel made a kinyan day number one. He made a kinyan to initiate the shoelah. So maybe in the event that an oinus, if no oinus occurs, it's a garnish. So the animal belonged to the mashal, you give it back to the mashal at the end of the month. If an oinus occurs, maybe it's like the ganav. The ganav is chai b'yonson because we say shalom nenas. It was his. Why was it his? Because he had a kinyan geneva. Kinyan geneva was relevant. Benigeh to make him chayiv kefil, benigeh that he's chayiv b'yonson. What else? According to Rashi, we say Ein Alamos Adav Sheinu Shaloi doesn't apply. That's a machlekes Rashi and Tosus and Chulin Daf Mem. What else? There's a Gemara later. Let's say the Gemara says a ganav steals a boat. They have a whole bunch of boats. They rent them. They rent them for $20 an hour. He rents a boat, so the fella steals a boat. And he uses it. So the Gemara says later in Bava Kamma, he doesn't have to pay the rental fee. Since he stole it, and a ganav has a kinyan geneva, so I say he was using his own thing. He can't be chayv to pay for tashmishim, he was using his own thing. Let's say if I steal your apartment, Ashol Shalom Midaz Gazlam, you're away for a week, and I sneak in and I use your apartment. So there's no, we say the karka en in the gzelis. You don't acquire a kinyan geneva on karka. There is a lav of loisigzol. There is an isa geneva on karka, but there's no kinyan. It's machlokes satanan. The end of Bava Kamma, whether karka and gzelis, a karka en in gzelis, probably the last mishnah or something like that. Next to the last mishnah, whether karka and gzelis, a karka en in gzelis. Yeah, here it's a mishnah kuf yud zayin on the base. So the Mishnah Pasna is that Karka ain't an exelus. And Rabbi Blazer's opinion is, here the Gemara quotes, Divi Rabbi Blazer, right after the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Zayin Mem Beis, the Gemara quotes, Rabbi Blazer holds that Karka is an exelus. The Chacham holds that Karka ain't an exelus. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifro, and from the Sifrei. It appears both in Vayikra and in Dvorim, that the Machloikis HaTanoim, where the Karka and Exelus is, does the Gazlan get a kinyan gzela on the Karka? Alava v'laisigla, he certainly violates. And if he steals the Karka there, it's Israel, and the Karka was a stay achuzo, then he's in addition to violation of laisigzo, he's also a violation of l'sasuk v'lo yacha bin achaloscha shetincha. If you steal karka, if you steal a television in Eretz Yisrael, steal an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, you're oivan loisigzol. You steal karka in Chutz Laaretz, you're only oivan loisigzol. Steal karka in Eretz Yisrael from the person who should have owned it, based on Sdei Achuzah, he got it birusha. That's in addition to being a violation of loisigzol. It's also a violation of Lasasu Goriacha ben Achaloscha Shatinchal, because Eretz Yisrael was divided Lishvatim, and then it was divided Lemishpachas, then it was divided Liyachidim, and that was what completed the Kedusha Sa'aretz. Before they made the Chalukah Liyachidim, it took 7 years to conquer all of Eretz on days of Shubinun, Sheva Shekavshu, and then it took Sheva Shechilku. And after the Chalukah, the Loshen of the Rambam gets it from the Sifra. When you had Kolecha V'yechad, Makar Eschelko, everybody knew, this is Reuven's home, this is Shimon's farm, that's Levi's house, that's Yehuda's farm, everybody knows Kolecha V'yechad, Makar Eschelko. So then that was the Gemara of the Kibush. It took 7 years to conquer Eretzol from the Zainumas. But then, after they conquered it, the Gemara of the Kibush was that they made a Chalukah. So when they finally made the Chalukah, L'shvatim and L'mishpachas and then L'yechidim, that was the Gemara of the Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the Pasuk says, if someone's going to steal karka from someone else in Eretz Yisrael, in a certain sense, it's poigim in the Kedusha Sa'aretz. Because no longer kalach avecha makar eschelko. I have someone else's chelek. It wasn't supposed to be like that. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, if you steal karka from a person who owned the karka with his steachuza, not a steamik, not pashtas, if he has a steachuza, then that's poigim b'miktsas, the Kedusha Sa'aretz. But so that's for sure, Rashi says, you violate the law of Leisigzel. And if it's an Eretz Yisrael, in addition, you violate the law of Leisas of Gruli Acha. But the Machlegs are blazing the Chachamim on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zainam and Basis, where the Karka and Exelis, does the Gazlan get a Kinyan Gzela or not? We pass a Karka and an Exelis, there's no Kinyan Gzela. That's what the Din and Mishnah is based on. So if I steal a Karka and a Shinui occurs or an Oinus occurs, so I'm not Chai Beyonsen. I violated Leisigzel, but I'm not Chai Beyonsen. I don't have to pay kefil either. I never made a kinyan zeh. They can't pay kefil on karka. So the Gemara says, if I stole your apartment and I lived there for a month, and you have a sign up, all the apartments are for rent. So if I steal karka, I don't have a kinyan zeh on it. So I'm chayv to pay tashmishin. But if I steal metaltalem, I stole a boat, and a boat is for rent, $20 an hour. I stole a boat, and I'm going to keep it. And then I decide to give it back. So then the Gemara says, I'm potter from paying for the tashmishim, because since I had a kinyan zeila on the metaltalem, so kinyan zeila means it's considered kishali. So it's considered in a certain sense kishali. So I'm not mochiv to pay for the tashmishim. That's a Gemara later. Where's that Gemara? It's on an Amud Aleph. Okay, gotta look for the Gemara. There is such a Gemara. Okay, so there is this concept of kinyan zeila. So according to the way the Rashbam learns, that the din by ganav gazlan, he can. It's also a din of yoshel the rabba shavu kesva filusubin by all the 26 ovos and zikin, the chof talar ovos and zikin with the maser mefagalosa. All the dinim are the same. It's a din, either kesef or meitav, or kol mile meitavu, and it applies even to ganav gazlan. And it says ein shamin, it means pchas nevela. Pchas nevela will be the gazlan. He won't say pchas nevela. The nigzal pchas nevela will be the gazlan. But if the gazlan wants to give back the dead animal, he can. Yosha the rabbi she kesef afilusub. So what's the whole din? Why is ein shamin leganav legazlan? Because the ganav is kind of bishinui. Ganav has a kinyan on it. And it's his. When the animal dies, that's a shinoi. So the ganav is kind, it's his. And he can't call up the nignam and say, you take care of your behemoth. It's my behemoth. It's not his behemoth. So pchas nevela will be the ganav, not the nignam. So if you say like that, then you can understand why there was a machloikas regarding shoyl. Because the shoyl, maybe the shoyl chai b'yontin is not the same as shemachina, shemasoch, is just another step further since kol anu ashalom. Maybe it's a totally different word. When the shoel borrows the animal or the automobile from the day number one and he makes a kinyan sheila, makes a mashiach, makes a hakbah, something, makes some kind of a kinyan on it. So maybe just like a ganef requires a kinyan zeila, and therefore the ganef can be kind of bishinui. That's all the Mishnah is in Perek HaGozel. A ganef is kind of bishinui. In Perek Merubah, a ganef is kind of bishinui. So maybe there's such a din by the shoel also. The shoyl is chai b'yonsen, because since kol hanosh alo, we consider it with respect to onsen, it's not the same as shemachin and shemasocha. That it's chiyav achrayis to that extent or the further extent. Shoyl is chai b'yonsen, we consider it as if he has kinyonim on it from the moment that he made the sheila, moment that he took the chayfetz b'sheila, he has kinyonim. In the event that an oinus occurs later, we say shaloi nenas. We consider it as if the animal or the automobile belonged to the shoyl. and whoever owns it is the one who suffers the loss when the nine is the curse. So Mela Pras Nevela, Pras Nevela, Pras of the automobile, whatever, will be the Gazlon. So this is really a machlekes in Ksubis. In Masechas Ksubis, in Perik Elon Iris, so the Gemara has the din of Kom Lebe Derabmine. Much of Perik Elon Iris is about Kom Lebe Derabmine. Much of the Perik is dedicated to the din. So what's the din of Kom Lebe Derabmine? If a person becomes Chayiv Momin in Misa simultaneously, then he only gets the Einish Misa and he doesn't pay the Chayiv Momin. And even if he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, and he's not going to get the punishment of Misa, let's say Bizman Azeh, that then no one gets any Einish Misa, there's no Sanhedrin, there's no, you're not done dealing in the Foshet Bizman Azeh. Still, that's called Tana de Bechizkia. That Bein B'Shegeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Yonis, Bein B'Rotzen, you still say Kom Lebi Derab Mine. So the Gemara, but the Kom Lebi Derab Mine only applies if it's B'Yidno, if it's B'Vasachas, if the Chiv Mammon and the Chiv Misa both Chal simultaneously. If the Chiyuv Mammon preceded the Chiyuv Misa, then you don't say Kom Lebi Derabmine. So the Gemara has a din. So the Gemara says, let's say a person stole a behemah on Sunday, and then next Shabbos he shechts the behemah. So he shecht on Shabbos, that's a malocha. A shechet is one of the 39 of his malochas. So would you say the ganef is not chayv beyonsin? The Gemara says, no, when the Ganef made the Kinyan Ganev on Sunday, the Ganef made the Kinyan Ganev on Sunday, then he goes and he shechts it 6 days later on Shabbos. So the Chiyuv Bonson was Chal at the time that he stole it. The Ganef is Chay Bionson, Mishas Hagbor is Chay Bionson. So that's not called Biyidna. But what happens if a Shoyal is Chay Bionson? So the Shoyal, let's say, borrows a behemah on Sunday, and then he kills it, and then he shechts the behemah on Shabbos following. So is the Chiyuv, let's say, the Shemachinam accepts to watch a Pikadon on Sunday, and then he's Poshea on Shabbos. He's Poshea later. So let's say, at the time, this is the first Tzoyis HaChoshen in Hilchas Pikadon. When you look on Choshe Mishpat, so the first Ksas HaChoshen talks about the Shaila. When I accepted to become a Shomer on the Pikadon was worth so much money. And then a month goes by, and then I'm Poshea, I'm a Shemachinam. Well, let's say I'm a Shemachar, and a Gnev Aveda occurs, and the value of the Pikadon is either higher or lower. It's no longer the same amount that it was at the time that I accepted Shmira. It's either higher or lower. So the first Ksas HaChoshen, Hilchas Pikadon, quotes the Magen Mishnah and Hilchas Shela Pikadon, that based on the Gemara, the Magen Mishnah understands that you pay if the Shemachinim is Chayv B'Pshia, Shemachinim is Chayv Ganev Aveda, the Chiv is Chal at the time of the Pshia. The Chiv to pay is Chal at the time of the Ganev Aveda. So however much it's worth at that time, that's how much you have to pay. But what about a Shoyal is Chayv B'Yonson? Do you say also Shoyal is Chayv B'Yonson? The same thing. The Shemachinim has a restricted achrayis, Shemachinim has more, and Shoyal even has more. Since Kol Ano Shalos, it's self-understood that he accepted upon himself even Chiyuv Onsen, with the exception of Mesa Machmas Malach. So did you say also, at the moment of the Oynes, that's when the Chiyuv Tashlumin is Chal. So let's say, if the Oynes was that he shechts the animal on Shabbos, he kills the animal on Shabbos, that's a Pshia, he kills the animal on Shabbos, so you would say, Kom Lebi Derab Mineh. Even though he accepted the Shmir on Sunday, but the chiyuv to pay for the Gnev Aveda, the Oynes or the Pshia, whatever, is when the Pikadon becomes Ovud, when it becomes destroyed. So at that time there was a Chilul Shabbos involved. So the chiyuv Mammon is Be'idno simultaneous with the chiyuv Misa. So you would apply Kom Lebi Derab Mineh. Or maybe I should say that Shoyal is different. Just like by a Ganev, the Gemara says that since he did the Hagbor, he became a Ganef on Sunday. Became a Ganef on Sunday, and then he kills the animal on Shabbos. It's not the idna. The chiyah bunsen set in when he made the geneva on Sunday, not when he shechts it on Shabbos. What if I support shulalo utvocha? So that the Gemara has two versions. The Gemara says, Rapapa says that shoyl is not the same as aganef. The chiyav by shoyl is chal later. And Rava, according to one version, Rava paligad Rapap. Paligad Rapap. Machlek is Amarai. And so Machlek is Arishayim had a paskin. So the Pashta says that that's exactly the Machlek is over here, the way the Rashbam learned. Rashbam learned that the reason why ain shomel aganef for lagazlan, not because Yosha l'rabu shavu kesef doesn't apply to gazlan, it applies to all the chof tal l'rabu nezikin. It's talking about pchas nevela. The reason why ain shomel aganef for lagazlan means that pchas nevela is the gazlan, not the nigzal, because the gazlan has kinyan geneva, and after the animal dies, the ganef is kind of bishinui. So it's his dead, the dead carcass belongs to the gazlan. If he wants to give it back as payment for the tashlum and zikin, it depends how much is it worth at the time that you give it back. But the pchas nevel is going to be the ganav; it's not going to be the nigdav. So what were the two versions in the Gemara? Whether the shaman the shoyl or ain't shaman the shoyl? That's a question. That's a machlokes amaraim. What's the fundamental chiyav of shoyl as chay beyonson? Is it the same as shamachinim and shamasachim when the oinus occurs? That's when he becomes b'chayiv to pay. It's like a chiyav achrayis, but it's even past shamachinim and past shamasach, even beyond sin, except for meisam achmas malocha. But he's saying no, it's totally different because the shoyl is shaloi nenas. The shoyl is lemaskane. The gemara comes to the maskane. The hilchasa ain shaman leganav legazlan, aber the shoyl shaman. So if this shoyl, if this machlekas amaram depends on the two opinions there, ksubas lamedal and lamedbeis, so how can you have a machlekas harishayim had a paskin? Because the Rambam and the Ramban had a paskin there in Ksubas Lamedal on the base. Whether the Chi of Shoyl is because of Shaloi Nenas, Chi of Shoyl is Chal Mishas Sheil Hudish Tabit, or Mishas Yitzim in Hoylam. But the Gemara says over here, Shomel Shoyl. So Shoyl is the same as all the other Abbas Nezikin. So that's a problem. How can there be a Machlek is there had a paskin if the Gemara says over here, Shomel Shoyl? That is the Gemara. So again, the Gemara, the easiest pshat over here, the simplest pshat is like the Rashbam. That's what the Mordechai says. The Poshe pshat is like the Rashbam, that we're not. No one is saying that Ganef and Gazlan doesn't have the din of Yosha l'Rabbi Shavu Kesef Afilu Sub. But the Rishalmi sounds like the other Rishalmi. Rishalmi sounds like because Chaim Eloi Mesim, you can't pay with dead secondhand junk stuff. So most of the Rishonim didn't learn like the Rashbam. That's how the Mordechai presents it. Most of the Baal HaTos learned like the Yerushalmi, and the Rashbam stands out. He didn't learn like the Yerushalmi. Yeah.
Doesn't Tosfos himself also learn that there's a kinyan? The Shailah is whether there's a kinyan Shailah or not.
Yeah, that's the Poshim Shah.
But Tosfos is not going from the Rashbam. Tosfos is going based off the Zeres Chazuk and Yerushalmi.
Yeah. Must be something missing in the Tosfos. It's probably missing. They probably quoted the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, and then the pshat by the Shoyl is based on the Rashbam's pshat. According to the Yerushalmi, it doesn't fit in. According to Yerushalmi, what's the Shoyl by the Shoyl? There is no pasuk by Shoyl Mehechad Tosa. If you say like the Rashbam, you don't need a Gzeres HaKosuf. We have the Gzeres. Himatzis Himatzah Biyar HaGneiv. It's based on Kinyan Gzeila. Kinyan Gzeila is relevant for a lot of things.
Sounds like Tosfos that after he brings the psukim, he is darshan time with the kra. It says haim time on vegan of vegazon. The reason why the Torah says is because they have a kinyan of geneva of gzela.
Okay. So then it's the Rashbam. Okay. Then it's the Rashbam. Okay. It's clearly a machlek zavishanim. The Mordechai quotes the Rashbam said that the din of Yashal Rabbi Shavakesa even applies to gazlan, and the other balatay said not. So maybe the Rashbam learned that the Yerushalmi doesn't contradict him. Okay. And then there's nothing missing in the Tosfos. And if the Rashbam is against the Yerushalmi, so then there are a couple of lines missing in the Tosfos. But clearly there is a Machlokes Rishonim here. All the Baalei HaTosfos except for the Rashbam. Okay. That is the Gemara.
We assume like the Rashbam or the Baalei HaTosfos?
Pasha Pshat is like the Rashbam. The Pasha Pshat Nimar is more correct like the Rashbam. Got to look in Shulchan Aruch how they quote it. Ain Shama Lagan Lagan. I didn't look it up. Got to take a look. So who is speaking over here? This is Shmuel started off the conversation. But then the Gemara says, Itmar, after they quoted Shmuel, they say, Itmar, Amarula Amar Abeloza, Shaman Leganav Legazlan, and then the Shaila is, what about Shoyl? Okay. So now they're going to quote other members. V'yomarula Amar Abeloza, V'yomarula Amar Abeloza, another din. Ula quoted things in the name of Abeloza. Abeloza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon in Eretz Yisrael. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he told over a lot of dinim. So they tell over a whole daf gemara. Every five lines, another member that Ula says over in the name of Abeloza, unrelated to each other. So now they quote V'amarula Amar Abeloza. Another din Ula said when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, said over in the name of Abeloza, was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. V'amarula Amar Abeloza. What's the other din? Shilya Shiatsa Mitzasa Bayam Harishan and Mitzasa Bayam Hasheni. What's the din? A woman gives birth to a baby. So usually the birth doesn't take so long. Sometimes it takes hours. If you have a difficult birth, it may take a long time. So a woman, there's a sac that the baby comes in, the Shilya. So he says, if the woman starts giving birth on one day and she finishes, the difference between one day and the other is the Ben HaShemashes. So she starts giving birth, the sac starts coming out before the Shkia, 5 minutes before the Shkia, and it takes a long time, and finally it comes out an hour after the Shkia, everything is out. And you don't know when did the Leida occur. Leida is when you have Rosh HaVeruba of the baby is out. Let's say there's a miscarriage, and everything is all watery over there. So whenever Rosh HaVeruba, either Rosh or Rubo of the miscarriage, whenever it came out, that's considered the Leidah. So what's the difference? You have to know when the birthday is. The baby's not alive anyway. It was a miscarriage. Difference is, Yoledes has Yemei Tumah V'Tara, and Yoledes is obligated to bring a set of karbonis. So the Yemei Tumah V'Tara says in Parshas Tazria, if it's a baby boy, so there's 7 Yemei Tumah and 33 Yemei Tahara. And if it's a baby girl, then there are 14 Yemei Tumah and 66 Yemei Tahara. It means that after the 7 days or the 14 days, the woman has to go to mikveh, even if there was no dam. That's the lotion that they use here. Afila Leide Yeveshta. Tosis uses a lotion. That's a lotion from the Gemara increases. It's never going to happen. A Leide Yeveshta means the woman gives birth to a baby and it's all dry, there's no dam at all. There's a bucket full of dam. There's a ton of dam that comes out. The baby rips out from the kishkes inside the mother's body. So there's a whole ton of dam comes out. But theoretically, the din is that Yoledes, when she gives birth to a baby, if a lot of dam comes out, so she's a nida. So we know she's a nida for 7 days. But even if theoretically nothing comes out, she's going to be tameh for 7 days or 14 days, depending whether it's a boy or a girl. After the 7-14 days are up, she has to go to mikveh. She can go to mikveh, and then even if she has dam afterwards, min ha-torah, the dam that comes out during the 33 days or the 66 days is called dam tohar. That's yimei tohar. Teishev b'dmei tohara. Teishev. Vishishim yom shishas yomim. Teishev b'dmei tohara means that even if there is dam, it's going to be tohar. The Rambam quotes that the Karaites, the Rambam lived in Egypt, he had a fight with Karaim. So the Karaim had a different interpretation than the Pasuk. That dam is only mitame the woman if it's dam mara odom. It's a Pasuk in Novi. What happened? Vayur b'nei Yisrael samayim odom kadam. So the Gemara learns that from that Pasuk in Novi, that dam is only mitame the isha if it's red. Let's say you have a carbon and you do Kabbalah Saddam, it's Rika Saddam. So the Gemara says, you're only Yotze if the dam is red. If it has a different color, so then it's not called dam. You're not Yotze the carbon, and the woman does not become Tamea Nida. When Machma, anything that's no Telad Mumis is dam. But if it's dam Hayorok, Yorok means if it's brown or yellow, then it's some other secretion, then it doesn't count. It doesn't make the woman into a Nida or a Zava. So the Karaites had a different interpretation of the Pasuk Teshev B'dmei Tohara, that the 66 days or the 33 days should the woman will be tameya even if it's dam ayarek, even if it's dam tohara. The opposite from what the din is. The true din is that even if it's dam odoim, she's tohar. She's dam tohar. The Gemara calls it the Tana and call it dam tohar. And the Karaites didn't accept the Torah Shebal Peh. So they interpreted the pasuk differently. Teshe bin meitar, even if it's dam tohar, mara tohar, it will be metamehar. It's mochomer, not morkal. That's why there was a practice that they had in some communities that a woman wouldn't go to mikveh after the 7 or the 14 days. The woman wouldn't go to mikveh till after this, the 80 days are up. By in the cave or the 40 days, there's a full malos, so it's either 40 days or 80 days, depending on whether it's a boy or a girl. So the woman wouldn't go to mikveh until after the 40 days or the 80 days, because usually there is dam in the middle of your maid heart. So what's it going to help? She's going to go to mikveh after 7 days, after 14 days. For sure there's going to be dam. There's dam for a couple of weeks. It takes a long time till a woman can begin to make a hepsik tari after she gives birth to a baby. So there was such a practice that the Rambam says that's an apikursoship practice. That meaning started by the Karoim, and you shouldn't adopt that meaning. So the Ramah quotes that meaning in Shulchan Aruch, and he gives a whole different explanation, a lomdish explanation, why there was such a meaning. But he says if they don't have the meaning, your community don't introduce it, because there was such a similar meaning that was rooted in the Karaites' misinterpretation of the pasuk. Okay. So if the woman gave birth to a baby, boy or a girl, so she's going to have 33 Yimei Tohar, or 66 Yimei Tohar. So the question is, when was the baby born? Let's say it's a miscarriage. So everything is watery there. Everything is, it's all liquefied. So you don't know whether Yotza, Rosha, or Ruba on the first day or the second day. She started the sac, the embryonic sac started coming up 5 minutes before the Shkia. So you don't know how much of the liquefied Uber came out on the first day, how much came out on the second day. If Rosh Aruba came out on the first day, then the malos of 40 days, 80 days is going to be over 1 day earlier. If it came out later on the second day, so it'll be later, a day later. And the woman can only bring, if a woman has a miscarriage before 40 days, and never was it Tzuras Havlad, the Tzuras Havlad is formed around 43rd day, when you go to the doctor, when you go to the baby doctor. So they have books where they have pictures of what the uber looks like. So it's a tiny 40 days. The uber is an inch by an inch, the whole thing. But it already has the shape. It looks like a gingerbread man. It has at least the shape of a baby on it. So the Gemara says 40 days, but it's a little more than 40 days. It means approximately. It's not going to be less than 40 days. It's always going to be 43rd day, 44th day, something like that when you have a Tzuras Havlad. So if the miscarriage already took place, everything started liquefying, falling apart, before the 43rd day, before the 40th day, then the whole thing is Maya Bialma, and there's no blood. She's not chayv to bring a korban yoledes, and there's no din yemei tumah v'tahara. But if the thing started going wrong after the 40 days of a pregnancy, and there was a Tzuras Havlad, and then it became this kalka later, so then the Gemara learns that the woman is mukhiv to bring korban yoledes, and she has yimei tumah v'yimei tahara. If it's all liquefied, you can't tell whether it's a zohar and a kevah. So the Gemara said, Mishnah said, you have to go to chumrah. So you have 14 days of yimei tumah, and you don't give her 66 days of yimei tahara. Maybe it was a baby boy. So you have to go l'chumra in both directions. So you only have a malos of 40 days, and the first 14 days are going to be tumah. And then she goes to mikveh, and then she's not going to have 33 days. She's going to have 25 days. She's going to have less. So that's what we're talking about over here. Shil yashiyotza miktsasa, a woman gives birth to a miscarriage. And the shilya starts coming out before the shkia b'yom harishon, and miktsasa b'yom hasheni, and the rest of the shilya, everything comes out the second day. So morim lo min harishon. We assume that the Rosh of Aruba came out on the first day. You go l'chumra. What's l'chumra? You make tumah on the first day. You go l'chumra that the yimei tumah. Omale Rabba, so Rabba, when Rabba hears this from Ula, who came from Eretz Yisrael, and he says over the name of Rab Lazar, he said, how can you take such a stand? Ma daitoch l'chumra, you think that you're being machmir. No, chumra dosa de kulu. You're being mekel. They call Mataris Lame Rishon. You're telling me that that she can bring the 7 days of May tomorrow over, starting from the she started having the birth 5 minutes before the Shkia. So you count that as the first day. Maybe only the second day is the first day. When the bulk of the Shilya came out, everything came out. Maybe it was Yotzer Rosh HaBeruba on the second day. How do you have the right to be Mekel? And then she's going to bring the Karbonis on the 41st day, or the 81st day. Maybe you have to wait till the next day. Maybe the second day was the day of late. Ela Amar Rava. Rava says, what he said was not correct. Lachush Chesheshes. From the first day. You have to be Choshish. Maybe Rosh HaBeruba came out on the first day. However, Nimlov Lamemanya Ela Lesheni. But the counter the 7 days of Tumah and the 33 days of the Melosa, 40 days, you can only, you have to go to Chumrah and you have to say maybe start from the second day. Okay, fine, we understand. So now the Gemara has a comment on this whole discussion. Nice, easy discussion. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, what is the Chiddush that Rav Loza is telling us? Ula is telling us the name Rav Loza. Dei Mikshat Silya Belo Vlad. So Tosis explains over here. If it's possible for the shilya, the embryonic sac, to start coming out, and none of the vlad came out at all, maybe the whole vlad will come on the second day. Nothing will come on the first day. If it's possible to have mikza shilya below vlad, then you should really be mitaher the woman on the first day. Rava says, lochush chesheshes on the first day. We have to be choshish. Maybe it's yotzer Rosha Arubo on the first day. So the Gemara argues now, shouldn't it be a Sfek Sveke? Maybe none of the Shilya came out at all on the first day. And even if a little bit did come out, maybe it was only a Miwit. Maybe the Rov didn't come out. And the Leida, she only becomes Tameya if she has a Leida. Leida by definition means Rosha Arubo of the Uber comes out. So wouldn't that be considered a Sfek Sveke? Wouldn't that be considered a Sfek Sveke? So why does Rava say Lochush Chesheshes from the first day? Why shouldn't it be considered a Svek Sveka Lohokel? So the answer is because you can't. There is no such possibility. Maybe none of the Uber came out the first day. No, Ein Mikzah Shulya Belo Vlad. For sure, part of the Vlad came out on the first day. It's only one Svek, whether Yotzer Rosh the first day or the second day. But it's not a Svek Sveka. Maybe nothing came out on the first day. If it would have been a Svek Sveka, then we would have been Mekel. That's how the Gemara says. So here, Tosis has a famous kasha. We usually have a din that Sofik Deraisa Lechumra and Svek Sveka Lekula. So that's when it comes to, there are three areas of halacha. There's Issa V'Heter, there's Tuma V'Tara, and there's Dini Mominus. So in Issa V'Heter, the rule is, that's how the Talmidim of the Gro, say the name of the Gro. It says in Chumash Dvarim in Parsha Shoftim, Ki polim imcha dovel amishman bein dam ledam bein din ledin bein negel aneged dibei rius pisharecha, etc. The Parsha of Zaka Mamre. So they quote in the Aderes Aliyah was written by the Talmidei HaGro. The Vilna Gaon only wrote on the Kabbalah and he wrote the Bir HaGro on Shulchan Aruch. All the things on Tanakh were written in his name by the Talmidim. So they quote in the name of the Gro, Kan kil haTorah kol gimel chelke haTorah. And this all the three areas of halacha. Bein dam le dam is isa veheta, whether the woman is a nida le baila or not. Bein din le din is din imamnes, bein nega le nega is tumah v'tahara. There are three areas in a halacha, and each area functions differently. Each area of halacha, you have a lot of dinim, and all the dinim fit into one big pattern. So that's, you have a right to learn at midin echad lachaveiro. You learn out from one din to the other, like over here we were discussing Arba abis nezika natsad shove. Can you learn out from Bor to Shor, from Eish to Bor? Can you learn out one din from the other? Because we assume all the dinim in one area fit into one big pattern. But the Gemara has two klalim, Isa mitum aloyafino, and Isurim imamayin aloyafino. Isa mitum aloyafino is a Gemara in Yevamis, and Isurim imamayin aloyafino is a Gemara in Brochas on Daf Chof, in the sugi of Kovet Abrius. Why is Isa mitum aloyafino? Why is Isurim imamayin aloyafino? The answer is because there are three different areas of halacha. There's Issa V'Heter, there's Tumah V'Tahara, and there's Dini Mominus. In each area of halacha, constitutes a big pattern, a big mosaic. And you can learn that midin echad lachaveira. But you can't learn that from one area to the other, because each the three separate areas of halacha, they don't blend in to be one big pattern from Issa v'Heta to Dina Mamanus Nan. That's why the Pashta says there should have really been three Sidrei Mishnayos. There should have been Nezikin, and then there should be Taris, Tumah v'Tara, and then everything else should be called Issa v'Heta. How come there are Shisha Sidrei Mishnah? Should have been only three. Should have been Tumah v'Tara, Issa v'Heta, and Dina Mamanus. So the Gemara says that the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different in Kochim. The Gemara says, Ein lemeidim lamim men alamid bekochim. Okay, so the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam, so we understand why there's a separate Seder of Kochim. Kochim is separate. Why there? How come there are another? How come there are another two Sidri Mishnayos? So maybe if I would have been the editor of the Mishnayos, I would have made a separate Seder for Avodah Zarah. Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, you learn out from the pasuk Shaketz to Shaktsenim v'Sa'ev to Sa'venu Kicherim Hu. So the Gemara says you learn out from that phrase Shaketz to Shaktsenu, that whenever you're darshaning a pasuk in the area of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, you always have to go l'chumra. If it's light, if it's a little unclear, you always have to go l'chumra. So okay, so Avodah Zarah is the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpam are slightly different. That I could understand. So Avodah Zarah should have been a separate Masechta. Then Gemara has also that Din and Nefashis should be a separate. Because Din and Nefashis, you have a Pasuk, V'Yitzilah Hu'Eidah. And the end of Chumash Bamidbar says, V'Shof Tu'Eidah V'Yitzilah Hu'Eidah. So the Gemara quotes in Sanhedrin, the Gemara quotes V'Yitzilah Hu'Eidah, that whenever it's slightly unclear how to darshan the Psukim and Din and Nefashis, you always have to darshan the Hakel. So the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different Lahachmir in Avodah Zarah, slightly different Lahokel in Din and Nefashis. So I can understand why there should be Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, but it shouldn't be the way we have. It should have been Nezikin, should be one. And then you should have Taris as one, then Kochim as one. Okay, those three are good. Then you should have Avodah Zarah, then you should have Sanhedrin. But that's not the way it is. We have Zroi Moed Noshim. Why was that broken down? I don't know. That's a question. But that's the klal. That's the klal. So these three areas of halacha, Dini Mamanit, Mamayna, in Isura, in Tumah v'Tara, you deal with the sfeikas differently. If it's Issa v'Heta, so the rule is Sofik Daraisa l'chumra and Sfeik Sfeika l'kula. If you're dealing with Tumah, so the din is it doesn't matter whether it's one Sofik or Sfeik Sfeika, depends is it B'shus HaYachar or B'shus HaRab. Safik Tumah B'shus HaYachad Sveika Tomei Vadai, and Safik Tumah B'shus HaRabim is Sveika Tohar. And Safik Tumah B'shus HaYachad Sveika Tomei Vadai, even if it's a Svek Sveika, it's also Sveika Tomei Vadai. And in Dini Mamanis, how do you deal with the Safik? Safik Mamayna Lukula, whoever is Mokhsa keeps the Maman. So the Psak Halacha B'makam Safik is totally different in the three areas of Halacha. They're clearly three different areas, Mamayna, Yisura, and Tumah V'Tar. So that's what Tosis is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says, Maika Mashmalon, what is the Chiddush of Ravid that on the first day, the Shil Yoshiyatza Mitzasam, you go Lachumra, Lachush Chasheshes from the first day, why let it be a Svek Svek? Because, Ein Mitzas Shil Yibalo Vlad. There must have been a Vlad started to come out on the first day. It's only one Sufik, whether Roiv, Ruba, Rosha, or Rubo, or not. So since only one suffix, so you go l'chumra. And if it would have been possible to have mikza shilya below vlad, then we would have been mitahir on the first day based on a svek sveka. Maybe there was no vlad coming out at all. None of the vlad came out. And maybe if some of the vlad did come out, maybe it wasn't Rosh HaBruba, maybe only a miut came out. So if it would have been a svek sveka, we would be mekel. So Tosfos says, why? But you're talking about Tumah V'Tara. Tumah V'Tara, there is no difference between one suffix and svek sveka. The difference is between B'shus HaYochid and B'shus HaRabim. So what does the Gemara say? You would have been Mekel based on a Svek Sveka. That's Tosis Kasha. These are famous Kasha. These are famous Kasha. The little Tosis, Emik Tashuli B'loi B'lad. So Tosis says, Hechidami, what's the Haidala? The Hechidami, Ibishus HaRabim, Philip Chad Sveka Metarin, Ibishus HaYochid, Philip Svek Sveka Namitami, Tanan. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis comes up with a fantastic answer. The Ishlamadish might nari linyan la oiso la bailam. If you're talking about does the woman have a tumas yoledes and shemitami anad, then you're right, it depends whether it's b'shusa yochad or b'shusa rabim. But if you're talking about nida labaila ayoledes has a din kimei nidas debaisa titma, the 7 or the 14 days of yimei tumah, she has a din like a nida. So that's regular risa the heter. That's not a function of the tumah. It's not because she's tumei or therefore she's also asur labaila. Unrelated. Isa labaila is unrelated to the tumah of the Tara. That's known from the Kuzari. So Rav Soloveitchik, you say, what do you need a Kuzari? It's a Tosis and Baba Kama. This Tosis, Kuzari is a historical novel written by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, that the Melech HaKuzarim had this recurrent dream, that he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's worshipping the wrong religion. He was very spiritual, and he was very religious, but he worshipped the wrong religion. So originally he decided to research the other two famous popular religions, Islam and Christianity, and then when he heard that both of them, he didn't think that it could possibly be that Judaism was the correct religion, because the Jewish religion was downtrodden, the Jews were downtrodden at that time. How can it be? And then when both the Christian representative and the Muslim representative said that their religion is based on Judaism, so then he finally looked into Judaism, he fell in love with the Jewish religion, he converted, he had the whole cabinet converted, the whole people converted. We mentioned it, that for many years, when Russia was under the communists, they didn't allow the publication of any other research about the Kuzari. And after communism collapsed, within the first year, they published all the records. Big chunks of Russia were under control of the Jewish government. Melech HaKuzarim. Melech HaKuzarim was Jewish. And they used to send Rabbanim from Cordova, from Spain. They used to correspond with him. And they used to send Rabbanim every so often to Paschal Shilas with them, to guide them and to lead them in Jewish observance. So in the Kuzari, it's a historical novel. He doesn't have a tradition what happened. He knows, generally speaking, that the Kuzarim converted, but he doesn't know what the whole conversation was between the rabbi and the Melech HaKuzarim. So the whole thing is a novel, historical novel. So the Melech HaKuzarim is asking questions. You have the rabbi is called the Chover, and the Melech is the king. So the Melech asks the Chover, how come you people, if you observe, you are Orthodox, you observe everything that it says in the Bible, how come when you touch a dead mouse, whenever you become Tameh, how come you don't all go to Mikveh? So the rabbi answers back. The whole concept of Tumah V'Tahara is only relevant when you're eating Truma, when you're eating Karbonis, when you go into the Beis Hamikdash. Tumah is a Tartar Sasri with Kedusha. We live so far away from Yerushalayim, we don't have any Truma, we don't have any Maaseh Sheni, we don't have any Karbonis, we're not Makrev any Karbonis. So the whole issue of Tumah V'Tahara is irrelevant, so that's why we don't go to Mikveh. We don't need the mikveh. So but then the king asks them, but you insist that your wives have to go to mikveh every month, but you say the whole tumah of Tara is irrelevant. So he says, no, the laws of Taras HaMishpacha, we use the expression Taras HaMishpacha, family purity, but it has nothing to do with tumah of Tara. Tumah of Tara is only when it has to do with Kedusha. Taras HaMishpacha is unrelated. So that's famous from the Kuzari. So it's Rabbi Soloveitchik, you say you don't need the Kuzari, it's the Tosis of Yesh Lima. The Paskan is Shaila, whether the woman is Tamei or not, then it depends on Shusa Yachav and Shusa Rab. But the Paskan, whether she's Materis Labailo, it's not a function of whether she's an Avatuma or not, is she a Yoledis. That's a different thing. Isa Labailo is Isa the Het, and Tumah V'Tahara is Tumah V'Tahara, a different psalm. That's the answer that Tosis gives. This is a surprising answer because Nida Labaila has an Isa Kares, and there's a question, the Mishlam Melech raises a question, maybe Svek Sveka Lekula only applies by plain Isurim. Maybe if had an Isa Kares, maybe the din is that Svek Sveka is Lechumra. Why should it be different Isa Kares? As some Rishonim say, the Ra'oh writes on the Gemara in the first parak in Ksubis, and the Gemara said there's a din of Svek Sveka Lekula. Towards the end, Daf Tesem and Aleph, the Gemara says, Svek Sveka Lekula. So the Ra'oh says on that Gemara, why is Svek Sveka Lekula? So he thinks, because Safek, the Raisa Lechumra itself is only Midi Rabbanon, like the Rambam. So if you have a Svek Sveka, it's a Safek, but you have an Issa de Rabbanon. But there's a Girsa in the Rambam that Safik deraisa lechumra min haTorah by chai bikrisis. So maybe by nisa kareis he can't say svek svek alakula. That's what the Mishlam Melech raises that shaila. So Mishlam Melech was a Sfardi. So he writes the Ashkenazim. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. The Ramah has in the middle of Hilchas Nida that a svek svek is lekula even by Nida lebaila. But he's not so convinced that the Ashkenazim got it right. Maybe they're wrong. But it's Taisus over here. Taisus also Ashkenazim. The Taisus says it beferin, not just the Ramah. Taisus is talking about Nida lebaila. Your ledus lebaila is Isa the Heter that has kares. And nonetheless, Taisus says if you have a svek svek, you go lekula. Then the Gemara never really says it beferish. The Gemara only says svek svek lekula by Nisa lav, not by Nisa kares. But take a look, the Shita Mekubetzes has a different answer on Tosfos Kasha. We'll have to pick up with this tomorrow. Okay, we got to run to Mincha. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, brother.
Thank you for not giving to me. I had to carry so much.
You stuff. Said 84.
Oh. How much do I owe you?
100
shekels. 100 shekels.
$35.
Okay. I don't have enough. I should bring the rest tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so far.
It was my, like I said, it was the biggest adventure.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody
kept
telling me
Grossberg. Okay. Thank you. Good.
It was really my pleasure because it got me to see a neighborhood of Jerusalem I've never seen, the Brisker neighborhood. I've never been to that. Okay. I call it Brisker neighborhood. But you have a beautiful view.
Good, thank you.